Wednesday. I know you got to rip some takes, and you're 100 days away from your boys in red playing pigskin football.
I think everybody's excited about it, right?
Yeah, 100
days
there,
from the Chiefs in Brazil, 99 days from whatever mess they're going to show us on Thursday night with Philadelphia and Jerry's team.
Who's having sex with Jerry Jones? Still a dying question I'm trying to figure out.
Yep. So we got that game on Thursday night. That really doesn't count. The real opener is Friday, and that is 100 days away. We're 64 days away from the Hall of Fame game as well. So we're getting close to that. I don't know if they even announced yet. I don't know.
Gastineau versus Favre.
That would be good.
That would be fantastic. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, all I know is we got 100 days till our boys get ready to go.
Mm.
Kickoff. And with that,
Chargers versus Lions is the Hall of Fame game.
That's today. It's today.
Mm-hmm. So I ask you, 100 burning football topics, 100 days until Chiefs game one. What is your bold prediction for the Chiefs this season? I ask you, text line as well, 913-586-7965.
I think my bold prediction is this is the second greatest offensive season of Patrick Mahomes' career. Obviously, the first being 50 and 5,000. This will be the second greatest offensive performance of Patrick Mahomes' career. Because I just think 50 and 5,000 is a lot, especially when the last two games are going to be not played because you're going to have everything locked up. So I think the second greatest offensive year for Patrick Mahomes. That's my bold prediction.
Mm.
Okay, I like that. So his second best year, depending on how you want to, 4,700 yards, 38 touchdowns, 6 picks. The other best year would be 5,200 yards, 41 touchdowns, 12 picks. So take your pick there. But yeah, maybe over 5,000 yards, over 40 touchdowns.
Yeah, I mean, if he goes 40 touchdowns and 4,800 yards,
that's pretty amazing.
And has like 12 or less interceptions, it's a good year. It's a good year. Decent enough year. Yeah, I'll take that.
I'll take that.
And Joe Burrow will win the MVP.
That's right. It's his turn, right?
Yeah. That's how this works. Yes.
His owner won't even be awake to see it.
Oh, my God. The owner sleeping in the golf cart at practice yesterday sums up everybody watching Joe Burrow.
Why are you even there? Like, why is the owner? Like, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
Because you can be. I mean, that's a total I'm just going to sit in the golf cart move.
Okay.
Mike Brown sleeping at practice is, it just sums up the Cincinnati Bengals.
He looked like everybody's grandpa at Thanksgiving at 3 o'clock.
Yeah, it really did.
Just chin to the chest, no life there.
Dallas and Washington's
on. You go put your finger under his nose to make sure there's still air coming out.
He's alive.
Right.
Dusty, what's yours?
Travis Kelce won't have over 800 yards receiving. Nor should he.
I agree. Nor should he.
Last year he had 823. I get it. Missed the final game of the season. He's your fourth best option when it comes to the receiving room in that room right now. I don't think he needs to be 900,000. I get it's his last year, but his impact is more important inside 20 yards, inside the red area. That red area is where Travis Kelce needs to be effective. I want to see touchdowns. I don't care about yards. I don't think he has over 800 yards this year as a receiver. Went from 920-something to 823 or 828. He's 35. He's a year older. His role is no longer. It's like Salvador Perez. You're not the fourth hitter in this lineup. You're the sixth or seventh hitter at best in this lineup. Travis Kelce, you're the fourth option. It's Rice. It's Worthy. It's Hollywood. And then it's you, bud. And there's no shame in that
game.
There's
nothing wrong with that at all.
Nope.
No. You have to understand when it's time to kind of pass that torch a little bit. And I think we're getting to that point with Travis Kelce where it is torch passing season, for lack of a better term, and I think he'll be just fine as long as they win games. That's the beauty of this football team. They don't care.
And if it's 750 yards, what I want is 300 of those yards to be the Kelce magic moments, because he still has that magic in the bottle that we can use. We've just got to use it throughout the whole season. You can't use it all at once, and hopefully the guys stay healthy to where he can do that, where it's a third down at six and Kelce does the go left, go right, or it's a red zone play, big touchdown. Use that size, connection.
You want his yards to be impactful yards.
Yes.
If he has 700 yards and 10 touchdowns, that's a great year.
Hell yeah.
Because that's all that matters are touchdowns.
Right.
At the end of the day, that's what determines whether or not you win. Not yards, touchdowns.
Youth get you there.
Exactly.
Let Travis finish it.
Yeah, let Travis finish it in the back of the end zone and get all the touchdowns. And everybody go, damn, man, that ain't cool. We're doing all the work
and
you're getting all the fun. But, hey, that's what happens when you become aged out, if you will, you get to reap all the benefits. You put in all the hard work for all these years, you get the benefit in your last year to go out. It's fine that way. It's like the seniors, you know, all the younger classmen got to do all the nonsense of work, and the seniors get to kind of coast through that last year. That's where we are. It's senior year for Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes, and they're going to have a lot of fun, and they may pull some pranks along the way, too. I'm looking forward to this season more than I was looking forward to last season, just because.
No way.
Yeah. Because
three-peat?
Yeah, because there was a lot of pressure last season. There's no pressure this year, first of all. Can have more fun watching the games because there's not that pressure of three-peating.
It is nice.
But also knowing that it's going to be the last time we're going to see Mahomes and Kelce, I'm excited to see what they are going to do because they are not going to let us down. You know that, right? They've never let us down. It's going to be fun. It's going to be magical. It's going to be emotional. We'll go through all the feels in every damn game this year, and it's going to be great, man. I'm looking forward to the, as Binkley called it, vengeance time for the Chiefs coming off of three straight Super Bowls. But by God, it's vengeance time for the Chiefs. Senior year for Mahomes and Kelce. Hey, let's go, man. Let's have some fun.
So I've got a couple. I've got two. I'm going to go with the hotter one and I like this
go
more.
Both.
All right. There's a clear number one wide receiver, and it's Rice. And I think you alluded to that a little bit in your take, Dusty, that, you know, Kelce can't be that. You know, it's going to be worthy. But above that, it is going to be Rice.
Do you know he's going to be suspended?
He'll be suspended, yes. It'll be a few games. And once he gets back, he'll be the catch guy. He'll be that short route, get the first down, yak. Eat up the yards, eat up the catches, eat up the targets. That will be Rice. My second is, I heard you say a little worried about the secondary. I was thinking about it last night. I'm really excited about this secondary. I think come like week five, week six, I think the NFL will be like, whoa, this is one of the biggest surprises in the NFL. The Chiefs have one of the youngest and one of the best secondaries in the NFL. I think Noel Williams, the corner that they drafted in the fourth or fifth round there, is going to start day one. I think he's going to be great. I think Christian Fulton as your third corner is awesome, and not to mention you've got Watson and Williams, and then you've got two young stud safeties who can fly around, cover the back half, get up in the box and blitz if they want to, and Jaden Hicks and Byron Cook, and of course, how could I forget the all-pro, the best corner in the NFL, Trent McDuffie, nailing it all down. So I think that secondary is going to be the strength of the defense.
Yeah, I hope so. No concerns about the secondary whatsoever because they have shown us they can build the secondary. And that's like one of the things that they have nailed with Brett Veach and Andy Reid and Dave Merritt. Shout out him as the defensive back coach who is one of the more understated coaches in all of the NFL. I mean, that cat's out there every year. Okay, we're taking everybody that was good and we're trading them. Have at it. And Dave Merritt turns guys that you've never heard of into Pro Bowlers. He's done an amazing job back there. And so you got to give that guy a lot of credit as well with where this defense is. And I know that they've come after him to be a defensive coordinator elsewhere. He's staying here. Maybe he's the guy that takes over for Spags when it's all said and done. Mm-hmm. And if he had that success with the defensive backs and he can have that over the entire defense, hell yeah, let's go, man. Because those defensive backs are stellar. And we never give Dave Merritt those flowers that he deserves. I don't even know many other assistant coaches on the team, and I know that guy because that's how good
he
is.
Yes, what he's done.
Watson, yes!
There it is, top of the text line. Some other bold predictions. Chris Jones finally wins Defensive Player of the Year. Rice and Worthy have over 1,000 yards each.
What's it going to take for Chris Jones to get Defensive Player of the Year?
I mean,
he's going to have a sack a game, probably.
Yeah, I was going to say 15 sacks, so yeah, maybe 16.
I think maybe more. Quite honestly, I mean, TJ Watt, but our guy with the deodorant in Cincinnati.
Trey Hendrickson.
You know, 17 and a half the last 2 years. And he hasn't been Defensive Player of the Year, right?
Well, you don't have to worry about Bosa. He got an injury already.
Oh, he's hurt already?
Strained calf. He's going to miss the rest of OTAs and probably some of preseason.
He just can't avoid it.
You can take the Charger out of L.A., but you can't take the L.A. out of the Charger.
I mean, are you kidding? He's already hurt.
Look up.
Scott and ready to rock.
Look at that story. Ian Report. High offense for Patrick. He wins MVP. Buffalo wins Super Bowl. And another bold take from the 6-2. Oh, this guy's no fun. Chiefs miss playoffs. Well, I'm glad that you said that because Gronk has got a poll out for you as well.